Welcome everyone. We continue with Perek Dalid, Shin number 46 in Kavod Shemayim. We mentioned yesterday the Chavetz Chaim wants to ma'ir us, to arouse us, to accept the mitzvahs and to make sure we know what the mitzvahs are and to do them properly. And he gives a mashal, a beautiful mashal. Mashal l'mah davar daima. What can we this can be compared to when we have Parasha Shema and Vahayim Shemaya? It's a marshal to a gvir, a wealthy man, who is leaving on a trip. And he leaves with the butler a list of everything to take care of. A very clear list on a piece of paper. And he tells the butler to make sure he reads the paper and takes care of everything that has to get done. A few weeks later, the gvir, the wealthy man, comes back to his mansion. And he asked the butler, so, did you take care of everything that had to get done? He says, yeah, sure, of course. I read the paper every single day. He says, you read the paper every single day. But did you do what the paper said? The point is not to read what it says in the paper. The point is the paper is supposed to remind you to fulfill your jobs. That's the mashal. The nimshal's movement me'il of the nimshal is very clearly understandable by itself. We say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We accept upon ourselves Ol Malchus Shemayim, the yoke that Hashem is our Melech, Hashem is our King, and we have now responsibilities. And then we go to the parasha of the mitzvahs. We have to do the mitzvahs. We have to know what the mitzvahs are. It's not just a matter of saying the words, of reading the letter of responsibilities, and then picking up the next day and reading it again, or reading it twice in one day. But it's a reminder. We have a responsibility. We are charged. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We first accept O Malchus Shemayim. Hashem is our Melech. If Hashem is our Melech, Hashem is our King, which He is, that means we are His subjects and we have responsibilities. We have 613 of these responsibilities.